Hi, Sean Haynes, the second installment of Commodity Updates for California from the Ag Center. Got some news this week that the USDA is going to be putting some bridge payment assistance into the new program for about $12 billion, $1 billion of which has been kind of allocated for specialty crops, which predominantly goes into California. Very similar to the ELAP payments that were received in prior runs. It's really just going to bridge us to the 26 operating year as far as the farm bill is concerned. FSA is going to administer it and pay it. Looks like payments will come out first quarter, second quarter next year. You know, look to get the information from the FSA officers so you're first in line for those funds. They tend to go in chronological order, even though right now they're still in a kind of a backlog from the government shutdown from prior months for SDRP payments and the ERLP payments that were everybody's waiting for before. Next, looking at other crops here, walnuts continue to have a really good crop this year, but zero carry-in. Last year's crop kind of sold off, had a little bit of a drop in the crop size here from expectations and in Chile because of late weather, and that's also kind of helped the price of the walnut side up a little bit. We're talking about possibly having a removal or reduction in tariffs for India with these trade negotiations between Trump and the premier over there. Once that kind of gets figured out, we'll see where the walnut price is going to be. But for all intents and purposes, it looks fairly good in the 85 to 95 cent range, which most guys will make a little bit of money to a fairly good profit, depending what their yield is doing. Wine grape side continued to have continued pressure, glut versus use, removal of acres, and just recent conversations with Farm Credit recently on some crops budgets that we're doing for next year's renewal. You know, if I didn't have a contract or some kind of expectation of sales in the area for that varietal of grape, I was told to put a $0 value that they would give it when we're looking at offsetting crop expenses this year with the crop budget. Kind of tells you what the expectation is for most people for that crop for the next year. We'll have to continue to see additional stress in that area for the time being. Last but not least, rates are expected to drop on December 10th this week. 90% chance as far as the tracker that I use at the CME for expectations. You know, jobs report continues to come in soft, and that's leading that group to say, hey, let's drop the rates to kind of offset some of that. The big risk is inflation, which really hasn't leveled off. It's kind of flat right now. But the whole tug and pull with that really on the inflation side is that I think the administration is looking at this debt that we have. It's very unsustainable, can't be paid. How do I devalue that? I got to devalue the U.S. dollar a little bit. And I devalue U.S. dollars, creating inflation, right? So normally when I have a high housing market and a historically high stock market, I don't raise rates because that causes those two markets to continue to push up, which causes inflation, right? Additional wealth, additional spending, puts things farther out of reach for folks on the bottom end of the scale as far as income goes. But at the same time, I think they're trying to do two things. One, first of all, this jobs report, you know, these job numbers getting sloughed off. And also two, they've got to cheapen up the U.S. debt. So if my dollar gets less expensive, explain it. I tell people, hey, if I have $1,000 of debt today and I can wait for 10 years to pay it, that $1,000 of hurt today doesn't feel as painful as it does 10 years from now when the dollar's kind of devalued. So if the government can get in and decrease spending and have the revenue stay flat, which means we don't go into additional deficits, and then turn around and have the U.S. dollar come in and devalue that debt as far as the ability to pay it, right? So if my income's going to move up with inflation, right? So my GDP is kind of here. If inflation is 10%, my GDP moves up 10%, I'm the government, I still tax that income the same. So now my 30% is now 10% higher, and I can use it to pay the debt. The problem is that hurts people in the middle to lower income sides because they don't have the fixed assets in real estate, stocks, bonds, what have you, to kind of rise in wealth along with that inflation. And the people at the top 10% do. And that's where this K economy that we've been talking about, it's been kind of a conundrum for the government as well as everybody else. And I think that's also going to be a key thing for next year when everybody starts talking about affordability as one of the major issues that people are facing when they're looking at the change in the government and it comes to electing your representatives. So that's what I got for this week in Ag Center. Thanks.